This word awareness has different shades of meaning, and different people use it to mean different things at different times. Mostly, in this context, I'm using awareness to mean mindfulness. And the Sayadaw uses this word, or his translators use this word, instead of mindfulness. And from my own experience, as I've worked with this word, the word awareness feels more evocative of the experience to me. So, like the question, am I mindful, has a different evocation than am I aware? Mindful may have more of a kind of a sense of precision or connecting to something in particular, and awareness to me has more of a feeling of a state. And we're curious with this exploration of what is this state of being aware. And so again, language can be very impactful for our minds. And there may be another word that works for you. Presence, for instance, might be a word that has an evocative quality. Feeling a sense of presence. Are you aware? One view that might be there around being aware of awareness is, and often when we first stumble into or really connect with this awareness of awareness, there can be a pleasantness there. It can feel good. There can be a clarity. And so we may, in whatever first way that we really kind of touch into that quality, we may assume that that is what we're looking for. And in particular, we may associate this experience of being aware of awareness with being pleasant. And so, if you are noticing at times that there is awareness and the experience is not pleasant, there could be the view that somehow this can't be right. If it's not pleasant, it means that the awareness is not continuous, or it means there's something, an attitude in the mind. And it may be. It can be that, for instance, the recognition of different qualities of the awareness, of the different ways the attention functions, sometimes that popping quality from experience to experience, sometimes it can be the idea that it shouldn't be like that, maybe that it should be flowing. And that idea or belief, because we think it's wrong, that can create an unpleasantness. And so it may not be inherently that this kind of popping or rapid shifting from experience to experience is inherently unpleasant, but the view in the mind that it should be another way can create the unpleasantness. And there are times when the mindfulness becomes more stable and more continuous, and the way that awareness is meeting objects, it's not pleasant. So it's not necessarily. Something that you know, of you that you're adding. So keeping an eye out for that kind of belief of should be pleasant. And we know that meditation is not always pleasant. We know that when you know, greed, aversion arise, there's unpleasantness in experience, and we kind of open to that. And then we can begin to recognize another interesting quality about the awareness, which is, you know, so there's the object that's going on, the aversion, the whatever unpleasant body sensation, whatever it is. So there's unpleasantness that happens. And then as we become aware of the awareness there, the awareness of the reactivity has a more neutral quality to it. And so, you know, we can start to see that the quality of the awareness has a different feeling or flavor than the quality of the object. And yet there are times, particularly around seeing certain kinds of impermanence, when the mind is the perception of certain kinds of impermanence happen, that, you know, the experience of meeting that kind of impermanence is very unsettling. And that is just what the mind needs to see at that moment. There is some kind of deep, deep resistance to that kind of impermanence that is part of that unpleasantness. But it doesn't mean that you're doing it wrong. It's kind of the nature of how certain parts of this practice unfold. And so all of this is mostly to encourage you to just be curious about how is it for you. Maybe it's pleasant sometimes, maybe it's unpleasant sometimes, maybe it's smooth and flowing sometimes, broad sometimes, narrow sometimes. There's no one right experience. And so curiosity about how is the mind aware? What is that experience right now?